While one of the easiest ways to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus is for New Yorkers to stay home, that option is not possible for the state's homeless population, which often suffers from underlying health conditions that could make them particularly susceptible to consequences of the virus. To understand how one upstate community has tried to solve the problem, we're joined by Karen Gregory, Executive Director of Shelters for Saratoga, and my mayor, Meg Kelly, the Saratoga Springs mayor. So Karen, prior to the state going on lockdown in mid-March, what sort of services and housing were available for the homeless population in Saratoga Springs and the neighboring areas?
Shelters of Saratoga has actually two residential shelters on Walworth Street that house homeless individuals, single individuals, up to 32 people in two Congress-style shelters. We also run and operate Code Blue for the county, and that housed up to 61 people each night to keep people from freezing because of the temperatures. And we also have an outreach program where we deliver food and life essential supplies to people living in motels, people that are living in parking garages and out in the woods. Prior to the lockdown, we were just kind of business as usual until the pandemic started reaching numbers that were concerning, obviously, and alarming. In middle of the end of March, we opted to make a pretty drastic decision and move from our Code Blue location to the senior center to prepare for the pandemic and to have better social distancing. And then in April 4th, we worked out a deal with a local hotel owner, and then we moved into the Holiday Inn to do basically quarantined rooms for individuals to keep them safe.
As the state began its lockdown in mid-March, what sort of direction or assistance did you get about the best way to serve the population that you try to help?
So in the mid-March timeframe, the only real direction was from the CDC. I was trying to get support and information from the Department of Health in Saratoga Springs, as well as the county officials, as well as the state of New York. There wasn't much, and it was more or less, let's wait for people to get sick and get symptoms and then figure out a plan then. And that was just kind of concerning to myself.
Can you talk about how the city of Saratoga Springs began using the downtown Holiday Inn to house nearly three dozen homeless people?
So again, at the end of March, when things were getting very concerning, I had worked closely with Meg Kelly on some options and a plan to figure out how to keep our homeless population safe and virus-free. And the senior center in Saratoga Springs is owned by the city, and it can be used as an emergency shelter if there's an emergency. So since the program that was running in the center had vacated due to the onset of the pandemic, that building was available. Mayor Meg Kelly offered that as an option during the beginning of the pandemic to keep everybody safe. And once we got in there, and that was a big, big improvement over the Adelphi site, which is just one large room with 61 people with no walls, basically, to separate anyone. The great thing about the senior center was it had two sleeping rooms and six bathrooms, as opposed to Adelphi that had one room and two bathrooms. But still, with the CDC guidelines of 6-foot separation, hand washing, bathrooms, hygiene, and all of that, we were unable to do that at the senior center as well. So the mayor and I actually took a ride one day, and we were just visiting hotels, and the Holiday Inn on Broadway was our third stop and welcomed us with open arms.
So, Mayor Kelly, what other options were you guys considering besides from the Holiday Inn, and why was that the best option?
Well, we just started going hotel to hotel, and, you know, the first two places we went to did not welcome the homeless population. And
do you want to name those first two?
No.
Okay. How did you go about working out an arrangement with the Holiday Inn?
We had to, you know, pay the Holiday Inn, and we had money in the city's HUD revolving loan account, and that we transferred to a grant HUD account, and we granted the first month's rent of $61,000 to Shelters of Saratoga. That's how we helped them out.
So as the state and local governments respond to the pandemic, a lot of their emergency expenditures are potentially eligible for reimbursement by the federal government. Are you hoping to get some of this money, the $61,000, reimbursed as part of the disaster relief aid?
You know, I don't believe the city is going to be getting reimbursed. I think the city did that basically just because they had to deal with an emergency situation and they had the availability to those HUD funds, but they're not looking for reimbursement. We were at one point hoping that we could get the county to support shelters in letting the city apply for an application going forward for the second month, but we didn't get that support. So we ended up doing our fundraiser and raising enough funds to pay for that hotel through that, through the community. The community paid for that hotel for the second month.
But at this time, as of today, I had a donor come forward and reimburse the city's HUD fund for $61,950. So that will go right back into the HUD account.
Wow. So you break even on that.
That's right.
So did the county play any role in this process? And if they had, could that have made it easier to get federal money?
The county is very, very difficult to work with. We tried to meet, I did meet with the Department of Health, Kathy Duncan, and she clearly agreed with me that we should be, you know, having people in their own rooms. She agreed that they should be moved to a hotel, but she said she was unable to authorize that. So from there, I don't know where I would have gone, so I had to take it into my own hands. The Department of Social Services throughout the Code Blue season was really not doing their job helping out shelters of Saratoga, trying to get these people services and getting them placed. So I do think that, you know, as far as the county, yes, they should have stepped up, they should have helped out, and they didn't. And that's why we took it into our own hands.
Saratoga County does not have a great reputation in providing social services, let alone services for the homeless. Karen, what's your relationship been like traditionally with Saratoga County?
It's been very difficult to work with the county, and there have been numerous attempts to try to bridge that relationship and come to a common ground and work together and just collaborate for the good of the people we're trying to serve. But it's just been very disappointing, and it's very, very difficult to make progress. That's what I'll share there. But one of the things that was so important, as you can imagine, with moving quickly on getting the hotel rooms at the Holiday Inn was this pandemic was spreading and people were dying all over this country. And if you look at places like Boston, right, one in every third homeless person tested positive for COVID-19. I think there was over 40 homeless people in New York City died in the first few weeks. And my biggest concern was them infecting my staff as well and my staff going down. There wasn't this tremendous amount of time to get everybody on board and trying to figure out the funding. We asked, we hoped, we tried to collaborate, and we got absolutely nowhere, so we just forged forward, and that's what I think really strong leadership does in a time of crisis.
So what sort of infections have you seen among the population you serve or your staff?
None.
Does that make you guys kind of unique?
I think it's incredibly unique because I know I've gotten a lot of calls on the national level about the direction that we took and the plan that we put in place. And most of them did what our own county and state directed us to do, was wait till somebody gets sick. But we made a decision while everyone was completely healthy to move quickly and prevent the spread and to keep my team safe. Because if my team got sick and they went down, then we wouldn't be able to take care of the people we're trying to serve every day. So I think the plan was well thought out. Considering we're in the middle of a crisis, I think we didn't panic and we crossed our T's and dotted our I's and we moved forward in the best direction to keep people safe. People alive.
So now that you've got that second month of funding through donations, how long will you be able to keep using the Holiday Inn as a homeless shelter?
We are vacating the Holiday Inn on June 4th. And this last 45 days, we've worked very hard on getting people housing. We've numerous people that are staying with us now have housing and apartments, and many of them are now employed. And they're working as essential workers.
And what about for a fall sort of second wave? Do you know what your plan will be in terms of housing at that point? Will you go back to your ordinary Code Blue shelter, or will you try to look to other facilities?
You know, again, I think that remains to be seen because we don't know what's going to happen. If I was going to forge forward again with Code Blue this season, it would have to look very differently than the models we used in the past. I mean, obviously, we're planning and we're being proactive, but right now I've got to focus on getting the people out of the hotel and then figuring out what the next plan is going to be in case we do get a second wave.
At the end of our conversation, Shelters of Saratoga Executive Director Karen Gregory offered a clarification about the role of the county and state in serving the local homeless population.
So yes, in the beginning of this pandemic, I reached out to the county for support and direction. I reached out to the Department of Health for support and direction. What I was told was basically, don't do anything, business as usual, until somebody gets sick. So we opted not to take that advice because we knew people were going to end up dead and very, very sick.
After the interview, we spoke with Tara Gaston, one of the two Saratoga Springs representatives on the Saratoga County Board of Supervisors. She said the decision to move into the Holiday Inn was made without the county, which at the time, Gaston said, was working on obtaining a formal declaration that the homeless population needed new accommodations.
The city just chose to move faster, and as a result, we're having to catch up instead of being able to be part of that decision in moving forward.
As for the county's relationship with the shelters of Saratoga, Gaston acknowledged that county department staff had, quote, pretty rough discussions with the nonprofit organization. She said the relationship between the county's elected officials is better than that.
I know I volunteer there. I've brought items there. We were staying in touch with Karen throughout COVID to try and see what we could do. But I also understand that we can't make up for poor relations in other areas either. Although we are hoping that that will improve because it needs to.
And while we heard earlier that Saratoga Springs and Shelters of Saratoga aren't expecting federal reimbursement for spending at the Holiday Inn, Gaston says that possibility hasn't been eliminated, but stressed that they'll need to work closely with both players to make it happen.
Unfortunately, it's been said that that's not available to them, and that is not accurate. We stand by and ready to apply and to seek any reimbursement or assistance that we can with regards to these funds. That said, I absolutely think that if we had been involved in these discussions, that it could have been a smoother move. I totally support the decision to move from congregate sheltering, but I wish it had been done so that we were involved as well, so that the drama that's now taking place in the public really wasn't there. I don't think that benefits anybody.
My thanks to Saratoga Springs Mayor Meg Kelly, Shelters of Saratoga Executive Director Karen Gregory, and Saratoga County Board of Supervisors member Tara Gaston for joining us.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.